We may suck,
but at least we're local.
Right. The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
That's us, 642. Denny and the girls hanging out with you in the TOL. It's Q105, home of Operation Toy Drive. Get all the details at Q1055.com. Increasing clouds, breezy today with a high near 50. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, 37. It's 40 now at the Cumulus Compound in Toledo's Q105. Caller Texas, First Insurance Group text line, 419-240-1055 to play along on the big show. All right, before we talk about Thanksgiving etiquette, you know, there are rules when you go to somebody's house and all of that stuff. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning.
Hello, Mother Teresa.
Hello, my people.
Hello, yummy.
Good morning.
You died to get in those cookies, aren't you, dude?
I'll have one. I'm cool. There's no, I'll right. have just one.
We got
good.
Some. We got some turkey cookies from
wow,
Bakery
they
Unlimited.
They outdid themselves.
Oh, they are so good. I love Bakery Unlimited. Anyway, before we talk about the etiquette, really, Charlie Rose, seriously, Charlie friggin' Rose is the latest.
Oh, sad.
Yes, Charlie Rose is the latest perv in the cavalcade of perverts. Celebrities that have done inappropriate things. He's now been booted from PBS. He got suspended from CBS after several women he used to work for accused him of inappropriate behavior. He included making lewd phone calls, exposing himself, groping women, trying to get them to kiss him without their permission. And he's now apologized for his inappropriate behavior. He says... he said that when we did some of these things, he thought he was, quote, pursuing shared feelings, even though he now knows he was wrong. He also said he doesn't believe in all the accusations or the allegations are accurate. So Charlie Rose, he would just walk out of the shower naked and there are people out in the office or whatever. Apparently he had a shower, you know, where they worked. They'd come out to be working on the show and he'd just walk out buck naked. Now, that is just messed up. Charlie, 75-year-old perv. You want to finish well, and this guy's not. And Al Franken's got another accuser. A woman named Lindsay Menn says he groped her backside when she took a picture with him at the Minnesota State Fair back in 2010.
Minnesota?
Oh, well, State Fair.
Not in Minnesota.
Yes, that's exactly where
they don't do that in Minnesota.
Yeah, they do.
I am just a fool.
I live there. And they...
I'm going to die homeless.
Yes, you probably are.
20 pounds overweight, and no one... will ever love me.
Yeah, he says, I take thousands of photos at the state fair surrounded by hundreds of people, and I certainly don't remember taking this picture. I feel badly that Ms. Menz came away from our interaction feeling disrespected.
I just want to curl up and lay in bed all day and eat Fig Newton.
She came away violated. That's how she felt, dude. This madness, it's out of control.
But Charlie Rose!
I know, Charlie Rose,
Trisha.
Charlie Rose.
Yeah. I just can't.
No, you have to. Yeah. Because he's the next on the cavalcade of pervs.
I mean, for all these people that are being accused and finding out 20 years later, whatever, like, is it too late? Not, I know it's not too late for their conviction, and I know it's not too late for the women to at least come out and say something, but I mean, like, to fix them, for them to get it, is it too embedded in them now that even if you tell them, like, when they apologize, do they really mean it? But they don't.
Right. I don't know. Maybe we'll ask Dr. Day when she's in at 8.
I don't know. Charlie.
She'll be in at 8 today.
That's cool.
So get ready for Dr. D.
Save it for 8.
Save it for 8. I like it. Save it for 8.
All right.
All right, here you go. Thanksgiving meal etiquette rules. Do we have any Thanksgiving music? I asked that yesterday, and I, what did you give me?
Oh, right.
Thanksgiving feast, of course, is Thursday. There you go. A little porn music.
That's how you feel about food.
There are some rules that apply, you know. People, but you know, you don't follow the rules a lot of times. You might not be a rule follower, believe it or not. There's etiquette rules for the Thanksgiving table that most people are probably totally unaware of. Always pass the salt and the pepper shakers together.
I've heard of that.
See, I ask for the salt a lot of times, you know, because I love my salt.
Yeah.
And they'll hand me both. I'm like, no, I just want the salt. I get offended.
Yeah, that's my mother taught me that.
You get offended.
That you're supposed to pass them both.
If I wanted the damn pepper, I would have said, would you pass the salt and pepper, please?
That's kind of how I
just
feel
want
too.
The salt. All right? Leave the pepper is fine where it is. Oh. The pepper's having a good time. The pepper's sitting there enjoying. The pepper's got a good spot on the table where the pepper can hear everything, and he's having a great time.
He needs me time.
He does not want to be bothered. He's like, oh, thank God the salt's gone. I hate that woman.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's, I will never follow that rule. Sorry. I know, I don't care about it. By the way, the people that have all these etiquette rules like that, let me just tell you, you're wound too tight. You really, truly are. You need an enema. You need to relax and just enjoy friggin' life. All right, here's the next one. Don't begin eating until the host or hostess unfolds and places their napkin on their lap.
Is that where that goes?
Oh.
Not now, in our house, which I'm charging $12 per head, yeah. Four of that is for my delivery, setup, labor, rental of tables and chairs. Sure. $8 is for the meal. My wife will not allow that. We pray, and then she'll get up and do 14 more things before she sits back down. So she'll say, all right, Denny, pray so we can get going. And so she'll pray, or I'll pray, and then she'll get up and do 47 things. We'll wait another 15 minutes before she sits down. All her sisters are going to be drunk on wine by the time turkey gets in there and drowns it out.
So she doesn't make you wait.
No.
She doesn't.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
You're supposed to you're supposed to wait for the host or hostess to put their napkin on their lap. Cut one piece of food at a time.
Oh, you mean like cut, stab, chew.
Yeah, don't cut a bunch of pieces.
Stab. Yeah.
What about the shoveling part?
Yeah.
There's shoveling involved.
My husband would never get to eat if he had to do it one at a time.
Yeah, see, I don't do that either. So
it's like we live in Downton Abbey with you.
Yeah, I just don't do that. But, you know, so don't invite me over because I have no manners. The Emily Post Institute says it's only appropriate to cut one piece at a time before eating it. Mm. Yeah, if you're that way, I don't want to come to your house. I don't want to have a meal with you. I know. Don't switch place cards. The host or hostess has assigned you a seat for a reason, so no matter how much you don't like sitting next to Annie M or whoever you're next to, not appropriate to switch your seat. More on that later. Respect that the host trusts you in their home. Do not snoop in their bathroom or in their bedroom or anywhere else.
Do not take the pills out of the medicine cabinet.
Right.
Again.
Oh.
We don't have a medicine cabinet, so you're screwed at my house.
Do you do that? Do you snoop through people's stuff?
I did when I was younger.
Depends if I have time.
Yeah. When I was at, like, somebody's apartment or whatever, you know, if there's a bunch of friends are over or whatever. Oh, I'd always look through.
Oh, an apartment. In the old days, college days
See what they got here. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
What's his Veltrex for?
Do you guys follow any of these etiquette rules?
Salt and pepper.
The salt and pepper thing I do.
Stop with that. The pepper is fine where it is.
I do only
If I wanted the pepper, I would have said, please pass salt and pepper.
I'm a one piece at a time cutter. But I didn't know it was etiquette. I just, that's what I do. Because I don't want the rest of the meat to get cold.
That doesn't surprise me. Because you're snooty. You and Susie.
I know.
Snooty.
They're snooty.
All right, coming back. What do you do when it comes to seating arrangements? What do you do? Ooh, is it appropriate to have seating charts? We have a seating chart, and I'll tell you how we do it. And I think you ought to adopt it because I think why? Because I said so, Paul.
I didn't sleep all night.
You want a
seating chart. Putting your chart together?
No, because Denny was holding off and did a long ass radio tease.
Oh,
then I wanted to know
I'll explain. Keep it fair. Then also, if you need a little pick me up this time of the year, I got that for you too. Besides our show, because we're awesome. All right, so it's 6:50. We'll come back with that and stuff, under things, entertainment news, and so much more.